Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2 joins us here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2. Congratulations, sir, on your reelection.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be here.
Well, I'm glad about that. And I want to point out, you have a cold, and you are recovering from it, and I appreciate you making the effort to come in today. Okay, so let's start out with, you were faced with somebody willing to spend $11 million. Let me repeat that, $11 million in a race in CD2 that has one main media market, which is the Reno-Sparks area, and then Elko is a smaller market. How did you deal with that?
Well, you know, one of the advantages of having been around for a while is you think that you know your people, you know your district, you know the issues, and you have learned some things after being through a few elections in my life about when to spend money, how to get value for your money, and to rely upon the foundation that I think we built up through an excellent voting record, excellent constituent services, excellent oversight stuff, to where we actually like to try to earn our pay every day. And so, I mean, it was no surprise. Here comes somebody from California that's going to spend a lot of money. And so, I called my little team together and said, we're going to spend our money in September and October. We're going to go with messages that we think resound with people. We're going to point out what we think our strengths are. And then we're going to leave it to the voters. And if that doesn't work, I take full responsibility. And so I'm happy to say that it wasn't an auction. You know, it's interesting, Sam, you talk about the money. Clint Coble and Patricia Ackerman, the last two Democrats to run against me before this time, came closer, spending about $500,000 apiece. And I say that as a compliment to them. So, you know, there's an old saying, you need a good candidate, a good message, a good plan, and the money to execute it. And I guess in hindsight, that campaign had one of those things.
So let me throw this into another whole realm, because you and I have known each other a very long time. And one of the things that I know about you is that at the beginnings of your career, as you were stepping out from the state Senate, but you were now running the Mining Association, you and I talked about marketing, and you said to me at the time, I really don't know much about marketing, Sam, but you do, and I could use some input on this. And it wasn't political, it was something else. And first of all, I respected the fact that anybody who says, you know, I don't know, so help me, rather than I know everything and I'll tell you what to do. And you've never surrounded yourself with all the consultants.
No.
And you've never looked at, I've got to raise $8 billion. It seems to me that you have been running for office every day by virtue of the fact that you're in the district every weekend. And of course, your times when Congress isn't in session. You do your minutes with Mark on the radio, so you're communicating. You send out emails explaining why you've taken the vote so people can decide whether they're for it or against it. You have become, by osmosis, your own marketing machine. And you could actually, if you got out of what you're doing and wanted to be a consultant, in parentheses, you actually could explain to people how you really should do this, as against, let's raise tens of millions of dollars on these national campaigns and just waste the money. Because it's not necessary if you do it right. And you did it out of a point, and I don't want to say ignorance, you didn't know, so you just did things a bit at a time, and it turned out you had the winning formula, because whatever amount you spent was not $11 million. You didn't do it over 6 or 7 months, you did it over a 2 month period, and amazing, you won by a huge margin.
Well, you know, I guess some of it's old-fashioned, which is not a good thing these days, and commonsensical, which is, you know, if I need to hire a consultant to tell me how to talk to my people, I probably shouldn't be running for the job. And so that's not a dig on consultants. That's, you really need to know who it is you're working for. And you don't know that, say, okay, I've learned that. That's an evolving process. And so, I mean, one of the things we're proudest of, we've never lost Washoe County. Washoe County is a tough place for a Republican to hang out in these days. And it's not because, you know, we're transparent, we're honest, even when you don't like what we're saying, at least it's not like, oh, they're dancing or something like that. I mean, I think people respond to that. That doesn't mean we can rely on it. But the other thing, Sam, the reality is when you're on a 2-year election cycle, you're never out of cycle. So it's not one of those things where it's like, hey, I'm going away for a while and I'll check back with you in the next, you know, even numbered year towards the end to see if we can speed date and will you vote for me. I mean, that's a day-to-day thing, which we take that approach in constituent services. You call our office, you don't get a voicemail thing that says press 1 for this, or if you know your party's extension for that. And I think those are things that help build up that foundation, if you will, on is this person, I mean, an election is a personnel session. Is this person doing a good job? And then I think the other thing that helped in this was I don't think this district, I don't think any place in Nevada really lends itself to, I just got here, I'm from California and I've got a lot of money and I'm your person. That's a hard thing to sell. The consultants I'm sure loved it, and the media in the area loved the money that was spent. But in the final analysis, you know, it's interesting. I haven't done a poll since the special election in 2011. And at the beginning of this, the other side said, hey, we've got a poll and it says we're within 4 points in the beginning. And it's like, well, first of all, you're publishing a poll that says you're behind. And you know what? You never heard another peep out of those folks about polling. And it's not like they didn't have it. It was like, you want polls? I'm sure they've got polls. But part of that was like, where's the poll that says I'm getting my tail kicked? And there never was one, which, you know, but nonetheless, let's march forward and throw some more money at it.
Okay, so let's talk about something else that I found extremely significant. A lot of people call me, as I'm sure they do call you and as well, to say during election time, okay, let's go through the issues, let's go through the candidates, who should I vote for? And I always try to give people both sides, because it's not my job to tell you how to vote. It's my job to give you both sides. Tim Russert was the best example of that. And somebody got to CD2 and they said, I don't see a Democrat. And I said, there isn't one. Well, I don't know this other person, this independent. you like Amadei, right? I said, well, yes, I've been getting along with Congressman Amadei for many years now. Okay, then that's who I'm voting for. And it struck me that as much as we've talked about independence in this voting cycle, it still makes a huge difference to a lot of people whether there's a D or an R next to their name. And I think that that was a huge mistake in running as an independent, because people, even with all the advertising, all the billboards, everything else, as you said, people really don't know somebody who's just come across the border within a couple of months. It takes years to build this reputation up. And my advice, if somebody came to me for advice, was run as an R or a D, because otherwise, if there is no R or a D, then somebody's saying, hey, are you comfortable with the person who's in the seat, whether it is an R or a D, and voting for them. Let's take a break. Let's come back and then we'll talk about issues, because I understand, I don't know, I maybe missed it, but I think there's a new president. let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2, reelected to that seat for another 2 years. It's interesting to watch the Trump administration, or to be the Trump administration, putting their act together. And what seems to me, baiting the media. I don't watch political television all week long, but I do on Sundays. I watch all of them. Mm-hmm. It's what I do for my audience. And it was funny because it's almost like Matt Gaetz was put up there as a ringer to draw the attention of all the media to this one guy and avoid all the discussions about just about everything else. Am I right about that?
Well, you look at it, certainly that is a very high possibility. The other thing, you look at it from Matt Gaetz's view, which is a guy who, you know, the Ethics Committee, nothing that Congress usually does goes fast. So it's been churning since way back, and they're getting ready to release a report. And so it's like, this is my Attorney General guy. He instantly resigns, which then creates the whole report release issue. Runs around, has a little fun for a week or 10 days or whatever it was, and then says, hey, for the good of the club, I'm going to go ahead and leave. And so from his perspective, I mean, that's the strongest move you could have made, where he didn't have many moves to make, to go, we're going to get rid of that whole deal. I don't know whether it's gotten rid of or not. I don't think there's any secrets in Washington. But nonetheless, that's the strongest move he could have made. So now he leaves as a guy who, hey, I voluntarily did the right thing. And nobody's talking, at least for the moment, about, hey, what about that report? And so that's good. Trump gets the thing of, I've got a guy who basically, if he would have got confirmed, would have been, you know, that would have been the story, not what's actually going on in DOJ. So Pam Bondi is a strong one. It's like, Pam Bondi looks like, it's like, oh yeah, compared to Matt Gaetz, heck yeah, I'll support her. And so after the dust clears, in a after a relatively short dust storm, it's like, heh, looks like a pretty intelligent move to me all the way around.
Well, and then you look at the tariffs. We're going to put 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico. We're going to put an additional 10% onto the Chinese. All of this before you even get into office, which means that everybody is now moving in tandem to prevent these things from happening, offering deals, the same in Europe, how much money is being put up for the Ukraine war. It's actually not a bad strategy.
I think your analysis is spot on. I mean, it's like, hey, here's what we're going to do. And you've got a little bit of time to kind of make some moves and whatever. It's like, yeah, I think it's a, that's the strategy. And you know, Sam, I guess maybe because things are so discombobulated with as they sit now, that I could see these opponents, adversaries, whatever you want to call them, competitors, going, we need to try to draw some of the sting on this thing. Let's move to do it now, which is smart on their part. It's smart on his part. We'll see how things look in 50 days, huh?
You know, when I first started Newsmakers, and we would go down to D.C., go down to Carson City, our own mini D.C., it was always interesting because in those days we had people who were not term limited, so they could come and float ideas. And they would come on the show and they would talk about something, and then it would be the discussion at the legislature, and then it would either go or it wouldn't go, but it was all floated prior to anything actually happening in the building.
Right.
So I see similarities here. The deportation of millions of people, first of all, where do you get the airplanes? Where do you get the people to do this? And the hole it would blow in the economy, none of that makes sense. The guy, and I'm sorry, I'm spacing on his name, who's going to be heading all this up.
Homan.
Yes. You know, the first thing he said was, we're going to deport the criminals. Those are the people that we're after. It seems to me that, yes, you can put out the statement and say you're going to do all this deportation, but the reality is you can't deport everybody in the Central Valley in California or any of the other places where illegal immigrants or out-of-status immigrants is probably the more correct term, are living and working because businesses need them. The country needs them. The breadbasket of the country is in California and in other states. So yes, it sounds like a fulfilling a campaign promise, but the reality is going to be much longer. And also, they're way underestimating the population that's undocumented at 11 million, because it was 15 million 20 years ago.
Yeah, nobody knows. Or if they do, they're sure as heck not saying it, because right, neither one of those numbers work. So here's some
And nuts. What would it do to Nevada?
Here's some nuts and bolts facts. First of all, define mass deportation, okay? Because that's the phrase, and everybody, and it's like, well, actually, what I think it really means is those folks that have had hearings, and those folks that are documented criminals and gang members and stuff, that's what even Homan's talking about. So there's mass deportation and there's like the low-hanging fruit. Second of all, we're already doing 52, 54 flights a week, is it, or a month, something like that, deported. Third of all, you got to have countries that are willing to take them back. You can't just go over there and land and shove them out and take off again. So all that stuff's going to be part of that next 55 days stuff. And also, you got to have the money for that. So I can tell you that on Homeland Approves, we've already opened discussions with leadership and with the incoming Trump folks to say, hey, let's talk about how you're going to do this, because you got a CR coming up before December 20th. And so, you know, there's got to be a little whatever there. That's the last hurrah of the Schumers and the whatevers. Not the last, but for purposes of this stuff. So there's quite a few moving parts there, Sam. I think when the dust clears, and then the other one that's hanging out there is the first 100 days. And so you want this incoming administration to be able to actually do some stuff in the first 100 days and not be under a CR that says you can't do it or whatever, or the first 100 days becomes the first 100, 200 days, whatever. That's important when you know you got 4 years. Now, maybe that's not
really 2 years.
Well, yeah. Well, except that as we know from the Biden administration, even if one or both of those houses flips, they're not going to flip by enough for veto stuff. So Biden's staff proved that real well. But you're right, 2 years. So 200 days when you got 2 years is, and so I think there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of sausage to be done, made, not in public hearings, but between now and the 20th, really. And then the next one is between the 20th and the 20th. December 20th and January 20th. So I wouldn't get too fixated. Mass deportations is like, yeah, people are having fun talking about it or prognosticating either way. But the reality is it's a much smaller group that you can concentrate on before that, which are criminals, gang members, people that have had their asylum hearings and been ruled not eligible. And so that's... the number escapes me, but anyhow, that's a much smaller number, but not an insignificant number in terms of if you want to stand up at the end of 100 days and say, here's what we've done or we're well on our way to doing, the what they've done part that they're talking about is not going out and, you know, trying to round up however many people that have whatever. You know what the reality is, Sam, is those people who have entered without an interview and who have... there's been, I mean, look at an easy one. The Dreamers. The Dreamers are now, this will upset them, they're now old people. They're not kids anymore. They're working in the federal government. They're on active duty in the military. It's like, you got to come up with something a little better than, it was Jeff Denham's bills when he was a member of the House that say, hey, for instance, if you're a Dreamer and you're serving in the military, guess what? Here's a way for you to get the paperwork squared away. I'm never gonna wake up on the day where somebody from INS or whatever shows up on a military post and says, hey, First Sergeant Smith, come on, you're going back. That's not gonna happen. So there's a lot of, I think, practical opportunity to treat this issue and try to put it at least partway behind us. But the first thing they're gonna do and claim victory for, and rightfully so, criminals, gang members, people that have had their hearings and whatever. That's a much smaller number than whatever your definition of mass is.
We'll be right back.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win. Ooh, your good times
are tamarack. Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas?
plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, our last minute here with Congressman Mark Amity of CD2, reelected. A lot of Democrats and others are very concerned and are still in shock over what happened with the election. Is the reality, which I believe, that you and our other elected officials, once elected, are here to represent all the people, not just your party, and that the institutions of the United States, so the presidency, the executive branch, the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the Supreme Court, all have a role to play in this. Nobody is going to steamroller over the entire country.
Well, I agree with that. You know, the biggest stick the House has got is appropriations, and is the money. I mean, when you talk about checks and balances, that's our stick. I think that the reason that this went is that the Democrats did a very good job of saying, I hate Donald Trump. And people went with that with Joe Biden. And then they had that comparison. Well, here's four, here's the next four. What do you think? And I think it was as simple as, we don't like the way things are going on a bunch of fronts, and therefore we're going to give this guy another shot. The real interesting thing. But you're right, the three branches are supposed to be the three branches. It'll be interesting to see what happens in 28. You know, we'll have had four more years of Donald Trump and see where things are headed, because the heir apparents right now are not, you know, waiting in the wings. I mean, you've got some stereotypical stuff, but it'll be interesting to see.
Much more to talk about. I thank you for doing this again, coming in when you're not feeling as well as you should. But a great interview, and I appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. You want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next podcast.